All right, January 18th, 2018. Here's what, perfect for you, Greg, get to know your customers day.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know them?
Sure.
Okay.
You mean name them?
Oh, maintenance day.
I need some maintenance.
Predators get some of that all the time, don't they? Maintenance day. Mm-hmm. National Gourmet Coffee Day. Now, are you a coffee guy?
I drink it in the morning. That's it.
I would bet what's in my savings account right now that you've never been to Starbucks.
I have been to Starbucks, but it's been once or twice.
Yeah. Don't see you as a guy going demanding.
I'm a Bongo Java guy.
Oh, good. All
there
right.
There you go.
National Peking Duck Day.
What kind of duck?
Peking.
Bless your heart.
You get that off a farm in Tullahoma? Where do you get that?
Peking. That's actually very good. So I love
I agree. Peking I'm with duck. You on that. Yeah. Yes, sir. Thesaurus Day.
Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm a walking thesaurus.
Can you think of another word for thesaurus?
For thesaurus? Yeah. Dictionary. I don't know.
Winnie the Pooh Day. Y'all have something in common. Both of you don't wear pants.
I get my head stuck in a jar.
I hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing it, aren't
you? I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, download the WNSR app, play along with us, have a good time with us. Right now, thank you. We have people listening in San Diego, California. Thank you so much. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah. Well, that's Walter White.
I've got one international.
Yes.
Peking.
Where's that?
Peking.
And then, of course, man, fine folks out of Rayon City. Thank you guys so much for your support every day. All right, 1938. Let's see here, Greg. The Detroit Tigers this day, 1947. The Detroit Tigers sell Hank Greenberg to the Pirates for how much?
$100,000.
$30,000. What, selling players? That would never go over today, man.
It happens all the time.
1950, Cleveland Indians pitcher Bob Feller, after a 15-14 season, does this.
He gives his salary back.
Gives part of the salary
part
back.
Part of the salary back.
At his suggestion, because he was not happy with his year. You imagine what happens now? 1951, NFL rules that these three positions are ineligible for the forward pass.
The two tackle positions.
Okay, that's one position.
Okay, the quarterback.
Incorrect. Mariota caught his own pass.
That's true. So what else is, well, I guess any of the offensive linemen, right?
It's what you used to do when you played high school football. You centered the water bucket and you guarded it. Tackle, guard, and center cannot get a forward pass.
The offensive line.
Yeah, baseball, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have seven on the line.
Well, but the offensive line is a group or those.
That's right. Good job. Proud of you, man.
I didn't get it right.
You got it kind of right there. 1976 Super Bowl 10. Steelers beat the Cowboys 21-17. Who's the MVP in that game?
Lynn Swan.
Absolutely, because those catches. Mm-hmm. We all, growing up.
Oh yeah.
We all were Lynn Swan after that. I'm in the backyards. Like,
I was John Stallworth. I was the better of the two.
That's right. I was the MVP. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
1973, the Red Sox signed Orlando Cepeda.
Cepeda.
Cepeda. It's Cepeda.
Cepeda.
There's no damn A in his name until the end.
Cepeda.
He's the first player ever signed as a what?
A free agent.
No, sir. Like, signed specifically by the Red Sox to do this.
A DH.
Yes. A tenor. I like knowing stuff.
You know what Orlando Cepeda's nickname was?
Yeah, the CP. No, no.
Cha-cha.
Was it?
Yeah.
Why was that?
Because no one could pronounce Cepeda.
Oh, they could pronounce subpoena. Greg.
You want to join this?
Oh, we ran behind. I couldn't hurry up here. I got the look from the sergeant at arms. Oh, hold on. There's one more that I really liked. Oh, the IOC on this day, 1983, restores Jim Thorpe's Olympic medals. Mm-hmm. 70 years after they're taken for him. Why they take his medals?
Because he had participated in a semi-pro football league.
Baseball, yes. Our good baseball. Job. I'll give it to you.
Semi-pro, yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. This day, 1998, the Celtics retire. Big Chiefs number. Robert Parrish, what number?
19?
No, sir.
14?
No.
What is it? 18.
Double zero.
Oh, gosh. Nice. I should have got that.
All right, here we go. Time for birthdays. Got to get these birthdays within two, folks. Everybody play along.
Play
whatever,
wrong.
Whatever you want to do.
King Duck. So I could close the week out today.
Oh, somebody's cocky. All right.
I'm just happy I'm in contention.
Here we go. Singer-songwriter Bobby Goldsboro.
87.
83.
77. Kevin Costner.
70.
73.
63.
Wow.
Country music singer Mark Cawley.
60.
55.
62. Pokes up 1-0. He's nervous now. Cocky and nervous. All right. Comedian, writer Dave Attell.
50.
52.
53. Tied at 1. Let's see here. Actor from Law and Order, Jesse Martin. It's a good-looking black guy on that show.
45.
Well, they got 87.
45. Yeah.
Actors on there.
47.
49. Tries up 2-1. Let's see here. Man. Actor from How I Met Your Mother and the unforgettable Sarah Marshall, whatever it is, Jason Segel.
38.
40.
38 exactly.
What's the score? 2-2?
2-2. R&B singer from the movie Girls Trip, Estelle. It's cute.
34.
35.
38. Man, going on down. God, the one day I need people I've heard of. This is ridiculous. Hold on. Everybody hold your horses here. Let's go the other way. Hudson Brothers singer Brett Hudson.
The Hudson Brothers.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Hudson Brothers singer.
60.
62.
65. Oh, you're so close. Let's go back down a little bit here. These people are killed. January 18th is an awful day for birthdays, except if it's your birthday. There we go. Go down. All right. This is ridiculous. Actor from Cheaper by the Dozen, Morgan York.
Oh, Morgan. Okay. 24.
35.
25. Congratulations, brother. I literally do not know a single other soul in there. This is the first time. This is like when the Washington Generals beat the Globetrotters. It's the first time in weeks.
Months.
Years that you've won. All right, this day, 1975, the sitcom started its 11-season run.
All right, Wheezy. Come on. Moving on up.
That's not the name of the show.
What's it called?
Come on, man. On the Family spinoff. It's not. What TV show is it from?
The Jeffersons.
That a boy, yes. In the big league, did not turn that back. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, yeah, we're moving on up. Moving on up to the east side. To a deal
more than 30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers and tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail pub. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.